Hello everyone and good morning. Welcome to this Tuesday's Tea Break. For all of our new followers, my name is Michael, show manager here at the Clean and Tidy Home Show. And today I'm going to be joined by a wonderful lady called Chloe Pritchett from Can You Just Concierge. So she will be with us shortly, but thank you for all of the love hearts of people coming in. Thank you very much. Hope everyone had a wonderful long weekend. I certainly didn't do a lot, which was lovely. Got loads of people joining this morning. I hope you all well. I'm just going to add Chloe in now, so bear with me 2 moments. There we go. Can You Just Concierge? But I'd love to know how everybody's weekends went. I would love to know. There was so many April Fool's jokes this year. I don't know if anyone got caught out, but
hi.
Yeah. How are you doing? You okay?
Good
here. Yeah, good. Thanks. I was just saying before you joined, there's been loads of the April Fool jokes this year. It's more than I've ever seen before, if I'm honest, on social media.
I could not think of a good one to do.
Well, we did one and we didn't even realise it was tickets have all sold out now. And we got so many messages from people going, no.
I think I saw that actually, yeah.
It was clever. And it boosted some ticket sales as well, being honest.
Yeah, it was great.
But Chloe, it'd be amazing if you could introduce yourself, who you are and what you do, if that's okay.
So my name is Chloe Pritchett. I am a personal concierge. Essentially, I support busy individuals in their personal and professional lives by offering a tailored concierge service, which I think a lot of people aren't really familiar with, especially not in this country. I think it's definitely it's big in America. Concierge is massive in America. And hopefully I feel like I'm tapping into something great here too.
Nice. I love it. And you're going to be at the show with us this year, which is super exciting.
Yep.
So everyone, you've got to make sure if you're watching this live, click the little arrow at the top and then you'll be able to see who's in the room and then you can follow Can You Just Concierge just there. Or if you're on demand, click it above and give them a follow as well. So I thought I'd give you a little plug.
Great,
in there.
Thank you.
A little plug. But amazing. Tell me more about you then. Tell me more about Chloe.
Oh, I didn't think we'd be doing this.
Here we go.
So I am a young entrepreneur from Lancashire, from a really small town called Garstang. Not many people have ever really heard of it. Near Preston. I have just gone full time in my business, which is just great. I offer personal assistance services, but I also sort of stem this off the back of a cleaning company. I've done it all. I used to work in aesthetics. I had my own little beauty business. I did mobile beauty. I worked in Sainsbury's and I absolutely loved my job in Sainsbury's during lockdown because I just got to work when everyone else was stuck at home and it was like my social life. I worked and lived with my best friend at the time and it was just like it was the most amazing thing for me to work during lockdown. But then they started talking about, oh, maybe you'd be quite a good manager here. I was like, oh God, I need to leave. I'm not getting stuck here.
I don't think anyone could stop you. If somebody offered you, I think, £1 million salary a year, I don't think it would stop you doing what you're doing because you are an incredible female entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Like genuinely an incredible person. And I know we shouldn't talk about age or anything like that, but I think it's, you know, you're a young woman as well, and the amount of stuff that you've done and the amount of the directions you want to go in is just amazing and inspiring.
I think that's the hard contrast, isn't it? It's like, I don't want to be defined for my age and be like, oh, she's the young one in the room. But at the same time, I want my age to inspire people and especially to inspire young people. But I definitely, I would always categorize myself as a young entrepreneur. Definitely a serial entrepreneur. I've had a few different businesses. I don't think my age defines what I do, but I think it should be inspiring, especially to younger people.
Totally agree. Totally 100% agree. And that's why I said the age thing, because no one should ever talk about age, but I do think you're inspiring at your age doing what you do. So let's break down Can You Just Concierge just a little bit more. So what is, you've got on your profile, I'll simplify, declutter and organise your life.
Yep.
So when someone says that, it makes me think of Sort Your Life Out from Stacey Sullivan.
Yep.
That's what it makes me think of. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Actually, as concierge, I support people, especially busy individuals, when things get too much. When things get too much in your business, you want a PA. When things get too much in your personal life, you will get a cleaner. You'll get support from somewhere. And I am that support for a lot of people, to support them in their professional and personal lives as well, is that really big hybrid that just works for professionals. Especially my main client base is business owners, and the fact that I can support them in their personal lives as well as I can support them in their business lives is that amazing contrast that just works so well. So when I say that I can help you organize and declutter your lives, it's everything. It's your business. It's coming down to systems within your business, but within your personal life, it's sort of transferring the skills into both sides, because the skills are transferable. It's, you don't just need strategies in your business for your business to work. Having strategies in your personal life can make your personal life work better. It's always about streamlining and making things work better. And if you can work harder to earn more money, if you can work harder to save time in your life, why not do that with someone like me?
Amazing. I love it. That's brilliant. And I think it's so important, because the theme, we've had a couple of themes. One of the themes is asking for help.
Yeah.
And actually, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. No. In whatever which way, shape or form. Mm-hmm. Morning, Joe. But yeah, in any way, shape or form. No. And I think
what I noticed, especially in women, and again, it's always, you don't want to sort of target women, but as women, we don't want to ask for help. I think we see maybe weakness in asking for help. We want to do it all. I definitely find that men find it easier to ask for help, and men find it easier to delegate and say, right, can you do this, this and this? And women, you know, tend to not. But I think for women, it's a little bit of like a, they think, oh, I have to do everything, or I want to be able to do everything, or no, I'm superwoman, I can do it all. And I think there's actually more strength in admitting that you can't do it all. You're not going to be good at everything. You know, women aren't made to be great cleaners. Get a cleaner. Women aren't made to be great at it all. So asking for help is just the best thing you can do. And I think the thing that I've noticed the most is that as people, as busy individuals, the biggest thing that everyone says constantly is, oh, there's just not enough hours in the day. And we're constantly time poor, wishing that, oh, where's that day gone? Or time's gone so fast. And I think it is about saving time and about asking for help and delegating where you can, so you have more time to be present. Because tomorrow, again, you'll say, oh, where's yesterday gone? Oh, where's today gone? Oh, I don't have enough time. I've not finished this. I don't have time to do this with my kids. Oh, bank holiday weekend's just gone and I'm back into work mode now. It's that constant rat race that it's not good to be a part of.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to people that are watching now? Because I know we've said a lot about, you know, obviously the business element, but you do obviously a lot of personal element as well. You know, it's not just the business side of it. So have you got any advice for anybody that is watching that, you know, and I think we're all guilty of it. There's not enough hours in the day, and you think, oh, actually, you know, for me, normally I would have been stressed on a Monday morning or a Tuesday morning after the bank holiday, but it's been a great day and we've had two new companies sign up to the Clean and Tidy Home Show this morning, so I'm not going to be stressed. So, but what advice, without me waffling, what advice have you got to anybody here?
Probably have a few different pockets of advice. So of course, I'm always going to advise, someone like me is a godsend. It is. It has changed the people's life that I support, because they can just rely on someone else that isn't part of the family, that isn't their partner or anything like that, to get little jobs done so they do have more time, and whether that is in their business or personal lives. Of course, you know, having a concierge nearby might not be, you might not be able to get a concierge nearby. Like I said, they're not that big yet, but also it might not be in the budget. So I think for me, it is just communicating with who you've got around you, your family, your partner. You know, I think we all think that we can read each other's minds and we can get things done and, you know, oh, I told them to do that, so they're going to do it. Remind them to do it or ask them to do it again. I think there's that natural instinct in us where we think we're nagging people, but actually it will more likely get done if you ask again. So I think it's always about communication. Definitely. Communicating with your family, communicating with your friends, your business partners. It's too easy to think, I asked them once and I expected it to be done. But how often does that actually happen? And then how much does that bring your stress levels up? Arguments rise, that sort of thing. I think for me, communication to save time is the best thing.
Yeah. And I'm intrigued how you run your home. So do you have lists? Do you have How is your home organized?
So I think for me is I've more recently brought out what's called a sleek system, and it's understanding how to streamline your lifestyle. And this is personally, not within a business. And for me, yeah. I think we all have natural systems. I think you could sit there now and look at what you might do every Sunday, every Monday morning, and think, oh, actually, there's a bit of a routine there. There's a bit of, there's something that happens every week. Every Sunday is my cleaning day, this, that. So I think for me, I've always noticed that I have them systems and streamlined it and strategized it. So I'm like, right, Sunday is my cleaning day, but I'm not going to spend all Sunday lounging around, cleaning here and there, pottering from jobs, and it's taken me a full day to clean one house. I will really put my strategy down and say, right, I need to do X, Y, and Z, and then I've got the rest of my day to spend with my family. So I think for me, it was just always about understanding that there is jobs to do. I am a full-time business owner. I'm currently living 2 hours here and there from everything because I'm renovating a house. Like, time is not on my side, but it's about understanding that these are the strategies, these are when I do them, and it's about doing them in order for me. It is, it's lists, it's all, it's understanding, right, on a Sunday, I go and get the food shop, put it away, clean my house, da-da-da-da-da. The faster I do it, the more time I have. It's too easy to juggle.
Yeah, I mean, for us in our household, we love a list. Mm-hmm. So generally, I'd probably say every few weeks, maybe once a month, we'll have a list of, right, okay, what needs to be done in the home.
Yeah.
Okay, and it could be things as simple as, actually, we need to clean the rug because, you know, the rug doesn't really get cleaned that much because it doesn't really get used a lot. Or, you know, I need to make sure that I've cleaned out the car or the rubbish because it's building up. Or whatever, maybe fill in some paint, fix it, whatever. But we like to have it, and we like to make it sort of like an A4 piece of paper, a big list, because then it's that same achievement afterwards that go,
and it's that dopamine release as well.
But like, that's that sense of achievement once you've done that big long list of stuff that you've just been waiting for. Do you know what I mean? I've been waiting all month.
Exactly.
Do you know, that's how that's how I work. I love
it. Another big thing that I've noticed with stuff like that is make sure you're sharing your list with whoever's in your household and whoever you want to help with. Don't just keep the list to yourself, because people will make their own lists and be like, oh, why has my partner not done that? And I'm like, have this in the list. And they're like, oh, no, it's on my phone. Share the list. Make a piece of paper. Put it on the fridge. Do a shared note. Do a shared reminder. I love the reminder back on my phone. I think that's an amazing free tool. It's, you know, make the list. And I think a lot of people do make the list, but they make it on the phone or they make it in the notebook that no one else can see, but expect it to be done. I think it's always comes back to communication, and get your A4 piece of paper out. You do one and be like, oh, you do one, and go back.
Yeah, and then actually, I think you've just hit something where if you're fortunate to have somebody else in your home with you, actually delegating is a good thing, because, you know, in one, I don't have children, but I can imagine that anyone delegating to any age is a good thing, because it's teaching people how to put the washing on, how to wash up, clean floor, whatever it is, sweeping up, it could be anything. And you watch sort of TV programs and things like that, Super Nanny, who I love, and the majority of the time it just comes down to communication. Now, I'm not talking about the kids element here, but for that element, it's so powerful in the way that she's just changed the communication and everything seems to get better.
Absolutely.
And that's effectively what you do, but in such a wide spectrum of actually, if people need help, if people are in a sticky situation, if people are stuck, if people maybe feel like they're trapped because they don't know what to do, they haven't got enough time in the day, that's where you come in, and you help them. You just help them get their life back on track.
It's not always about me taking over and doing it all, which I do, and I do support people with that aspect of doing as much as I can for them, but it's also about implementing my strategies so they can do it themselves, and they might not need me as much in the future, but for me, that is a successful client, that is a successful delivery of my service.
Massively. It must feel, it must be a good feeling once you've been there, because yes, you're doing a job, yes, you're doing what you do best, but actually it's more than that, but what you're doing, it's people's emotions, people's feelings,
definitely,
people's lives,
people's relationships. You know, the amount of times that you hear, oh, my boyfriend didn't do this and he didn't do that, and or my girlfriend didn't do this, or why isn't she doing this? You know, it can be both ways, but you know, this simple fact of coming down to communication, and it's the same with kids, it always works. It sounds so simple, but it does.
No, you're absolutely correct. I think it's brilliant. So, and you know, that ties in actually really nicely with Family Safety Week. So we think we posted either today, yesterday, Family Safety Week. And actually, what you're saying is right. When, I mean, do you have any examples actually of any families or people that you've helped, which in turn helps their family lives? Have you got any examples of that? Now I am putting you on the spot, aren't
I think for me,
I?
I've always been a big fan of the sort of printed list on the fridge, that sort of thing, but incorporated it with kids. So I've always really been very clean from being a child. I always was. But I think for me is when you have a list for your child and they have their own jobs to do and stuff like that, with that comes empowerment for them. They think, oh, I've done this on my own. I can tick it off the list. I'm really, really proud. And it also becomes a learned behavior. So I think for me, just incorporating them strategies within family life decreases the arguments, decreases the nagging. They've got the list there. They're like, you know, it's a bit of excitement around it. So I think relationships have been a big one for me. You know, the feedback where people have said, you know what, we are arguing less. Just to, you know, it's not big arguments, is it, when you're arguing about the bins, but it's them naggly arguments that you just think as if I'm asking you again. Whereas when the communication's improved and when you've got a little bit of a system in place and it's working, yeah, your relationship's improved. You're not arguing at the dinner table before you've even finished eating about who's washing up or this or that, or you know, them just, I think the biggest one for me is when people have just said, you know what, we're bickering less and that sort of thing, which I never, you know, I never dreamed that I'd be helping people with the relationship, but it works.
Exactly. Totally agree. And I think that's in all aspects in cleaning when it comes to maybe people have got debt, for example, which is another big thing at the moment that, you know, people financially are struggling for sure. So actually, that's another area which potentially you could come in and help. You know, I think we were saying earlier, it's not the aspect of physically doing it, but getting everything in order to know
Definitely.
where you are, what you can do, how to budget, all of that kind of stuff. And like you said, the communication part is, well, it can be life changing and life saving, I think,
Definitely.
actually, if you think,
Like
you
I've
know.
gone through people's finances before and just see how easy it is to sign up to an app now, or you know, like a subscription or an Apple where you get 10 megabytes of data free or whatever it is, and next minute you're getting $4.99 taken from your bank a month. All these little things add up. So if you can just sit down, go through your finances, cancel what you need, create a plan. I think it's not always about, oh, I'm in debt, I'm really stuck, what am I going to do? The overwhelm comes in. Whereas if you can take a deep dive into your finances, which is a lot simpler than you think, and map it out, you can be debt free. It seems scary and it seems so far away, but it's so possible and it's so normal at the minute. It's not, you know, it's don't feel alone. It's just really just take a look into what's going on.
Yeah, and it comes back to what you said before, communication. So actually, if you feel like it is getting on top of you, then reach out and ask for help, whoever that may be.
Definitely.
Yes, in an ideal scenario, as somebody professional like yourself that can help, you know, put, I don't know how to say this, put everything into perspective. Is that the right word? Putting everything into perspective and letting people know where they are, or even just a family
Yeah,
friend or
definitely.
family, anybody.
Yeah, because
But I
it can be
think
hard,
that
can't
communication.
it? Because I think when it comes to finances, there's this icky feeling around it. It's maybe a bit of embarrassment, anything like that. So I think it's sort of diminishing that it's not embarrassing. It's not a bad thing. It's you're not alone at all. And yeah, it's probably easier to come to someone professional like myself because you maybe think that judgment is lacked. You know, going to family might be quite hard, but there will be someone that you can trust, whether it is family or friend or online financial advice. And think there's a lot of free advice out there now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, let's switch the topic a little bit because we have we're coming to the end of our tea break. But Steve Clark said very helpful in all ways. Lovely, and I look, I've put some love hearts in there. Yeah, that's the one. Three times. Oh, look at that.
Amazing.
I don't know how that's happened, but we've got love hearts. That's when you get like the thumb bubbles, they come up and stuff, don't they?
Oh, I wonder
Well,
how that happened.
you got some love hearts. I love it. So you've got on your Instagram page about reaching out to you about a free consultation. What is that about?
So I think going back to when I said that a lot of people don't necessarily understand how a concierge works or how a concierge might be able to support you within your life, whether that is personally or professionally. So for me, offering that free consultation is just a chance to depending what area you are located, hop on a call or sit down for a coffee and just go through where you think you need support. There's something that's gravitated you towards me and my profile. So what you think a concierge might be able to support you with. I think there's definitely a sense of people come thinking that they can get one thing and they can get 10 times more, which is just amazing. And I think probably one of my goals is to really increase the awareness of what how beneficial a concierge is, but also what they can do. So yeah, it's just to go over that. Really, I can work remotely for a lot of my work that I do. So just hopping on a call, you know, it's not necessarily area specific that I can support people. So the consultation is basically to help people understand what they need and whether that is from me or from someone else.
Do you know what? I think that's really, really great that you offer a free consultation, because, you know, there's a comment that's come on here from Lovely and Lilac saying, so nice to see someone normalising debt as it does isolate you. Just talking about that topic in particular, it does isolate you. I've been there, and I've been in that situation where actually I'm buggered financially. Everything that comes in goes straight out again and you've got nothing for the month. So I've been there for sure. And I think, you know, it is something which, you know, I don't know any stats or statistics, but I would say majority of people will be in debt in some way, shape or form. So, yeah, I think, you know, if you're watching this live or on demand, if you wanted to reach out for that aspect, or whether your business, you know, just feeling a little bit on top of you or you need to simplify some processes, whatever it may be, take advantage of that free
In that free discovery call, if there's anything that we can just go over quickly there for you, of course, there's always support I can offer. And I have so many contacts and connections as well that can offer support and guidance and professional advice, really, because I'm not a professional financial advisor, but I'm a professional organizer and I'm a professional strategist. So I can help you with strategies towards what you're doing. So, yeah, definitely.
Amazing. I love it. So thank you so much for your time today. Can you believe it's the end of our two? I love it. But again, yeah, thank you so much for your time today. It's been really, really, really useful. So nice if you can share your page, please. So what you do is, if you click at the very top there's a little arrow. If you click on the arrow, and then you'll be able to see under Clean and Tidy Home Show name, you'll be able to see Can You Just Concierge, and then you can click follow there. So I hope that helps. But what we'll do is we'll pop this on the grid, probably in about 20 minutes or so time. We'll collaborate on both our pages.
Amazing.
So if you have any comments, if you've got any feedback, anything like that, pop it down and make sure you give Can You Just
Great,
follow
thank
as
you
well.
For having me.
Amazing.
Thank you
so much. Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.